Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nick Fitzy Stevens. Somebody took a shot at us on the text line. 508.
Doesn't bother me.
Jordan has more loot than both you stiffs. Yeah, you know where she got her loot?
Where'd she get it from?
From the stiff she's with.
Hey, man. She's doing what she's got to do. She's a fighter, man. She's a survivor.
Girl got to eat, man.
She is an opportunist.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
She's an opportunist. I like that. And I don't hate the game at all. I've been around the world enough. I've watched enough things to know how the world works and what plays and doesn't play, so to speak. And I don't begrudge her, just like I don't begrudge us noticing and talking about it. And, you know, it's soap operas. It's gone on. Gossip and soap operas have been around for thousands of years, right? Just the medium in which you deal with them changes. And so we'll get into that a little bit later. Ted Johnson, as you heard, is here.
I hope so. I'm glad you guys were thinking
about me. I waited for you.
Yeah, no, you gave it a little. I was like, what are we doing talking
just
about this already?
A little appetizer.
A little teaser.
A little appetizer before the main course.
As long as we get back into it a little bit.
Oh, we will. Oh, we will. I would not take that away from you on Friday.
That.
I want you to roll into the weekend feeling good and having
fun. Thanks, brother. Appreciate that.
We should also mention that our boy, Dan Ball, is off today.
Why? Why does he get a day off?
He's working. He's got a side gig.
Oh,
a little hustle.
Right?
I think I'm allowed to say it on the air.
It wasn't because of the bet that Ken gave us all?
Well, maybe he turned that into an opportunity. He's doing some hockey color analysis, a couple college hockey games, I believe, for his alma mater, Quinnipiac, here in Boston. I think he's got the women and then the men today.
It's hardest game to call.
Oh, absolutely.
Hardest game to call.
Yes, I wouldn't even attempt. I would just wait for a while and then yell goal when they scored. That would be the attempts I would have.
Because it moves too fast, or the names?
Both.
Yeah.
Now,
it moves too fast,
I don't know if Quinnipiac has a ton of like European players or Russian players or all those. But yes, the fast pace combined with the name Stiz, I couldn't even attempt to do it. But it is 3 o'clock and there's three hosts and we're missing one producer. But it's still time for the 3-point stance.
319.
380.
319.
319.
Yeah, there you go.
What's that?
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
As always, today's 3-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or your producer took a day off to do a side gig, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Hart, and Ted Johnson here to give you some strong opinions to kick off the 3 o'clock hour. Andy, are you ready? Yes, absolutely. Well, your 60 seconds starts right now. And my 60 seconds started. I think Stiz heard me. Anyway, so yesterday we went with Bad Bunny, George Strait, and that whole debacle. As I expected, it didn't go well on social media. I was called a racist and asked what time the Klan meeting was starting.
Wow.
They were not nice. So I'm going to skate a simpler lane today and probably pander to the audience. I watched Thursday Night Football last night. That means Aaron Rodgers was on my TV. And Aaron Rodgers,
with that droopy face.
He's such a dink.
Ugh.
He's such a dink. And he showed it once. They had a flea flicker where he freaked out on the running back and has to pull go all Dan Marino and show the world that I'm not happy and all the history on
it. That is Dan Marino. Yeah.
Then they score a touchdown and a big, fat, excited lineman runs up behind him as he's going to the sideline. Mm-hmm. And I admit, at his age, you probably shouldn't be tackling the quarterback when he doesn't see you coming, but he jumped on his shoulders.
Ooh.
They both fell to the ground and Aaron Rodgers gets up all angry and the chin strap and yelling at him. And I'm like, your fat lineman's excited. You scored a touchdown. Yeah. I get you're fragile. You're old. You're 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers, stop being such a dink.
Yeah.
Play out the season and then do as promised. I was told you will never be heard from again. Go away. You're a dink.
He's,
I thought this one would have sealed the game, but it just something didn't feel right about Tyler. If I finally get him involved, too, 8 catches. Go ahead. Oh, gosh. Oh, don't tackle me. Look at that.
Is that like a home video right there?
Yeah, did you get that?
Somebody recorded that off of television.
Off the TV?
Yeah, that was the
phone?
Only audio going around. But
he
God,
held two cans together with a string on the end, and that's the audio we got.
Yeah.
But he's just a dink.
Hey, you know, Aaron Rodgers?
Why so serious?
Right? So serious, dude. Relax,
isn't
bro.
He kind of on, like, I don't want to say borrowed time, but like house money time in his career? Like, go have fun. You're having a winning season. Yeah. You thought your career might have been over after New York. And the Steelers said, no, we actually want you to still play for us. And you're winning games.
Mm. Yeah, but what if he, like, rolled his ankle?
It wouldn't be great. But don't be a dink. He was a dink all day. Dink all night. He's always a dink. Enjoy
life.
This
is his resting state. The dude, like, dinkery is what the guy majored in at Cal. Like, he's always been a putz. I know, he's a complete hardo.
I
understand not wanting to get hurt, but you guys, Ted, I don't know if you heard this, but the longest recorded pass thrown by a quarterback in the past 8 years was Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary last night. It traveled 70 air yards.
Yeah, guys, dude can still throw.
Okay, he's still throwing, man. Yeah,
dude, I mean, can still spin it.
He's known for his Hail Marys.
He's made a career out of
beautiful
it.
Ones.
He's also made a career out of being kind
dink.
Of a dink and people hating him. And I'm not even
his
one of those.
Family doesn't even talk to him.
Yeah, and that's a bad sign. But I don't have, like, a lot of you people out there. I know people hold against him, you know, vaccinations and COVID and going on with, what's his name?
McAfee
and all that.
Well, it's the holier-than-thouism. That's the thing.
Yeah, I think, you are still one of 11 on the football field.
Right,
I know you're
right.
older,
yeah.
but you literally are still one of 11 members of a team. So get over yourself.
Oh, he looks down at everyone else. That's who he
is.
It's
like,
man.
Missoula at a press conference, looking down on people.
Until he got down in the mud with him in the court, you know?
Now I knew you could compete on the court, and we're like equal playing field. All right, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
I am indeed, and there'll be no discussions of dinks in this 3 points.
Good. We need a little dinklessness on this station. So, Stiz, start his clock now.
Well, Sunday represents a great chance for a number of things for your New England Patriots. Like Mike Vrabel getting that small measure of payback many believe he may want against the team that fired him a little less than 2 years ago. It gives the Patriots a chance to claim sole possession of first place in the AFC East and, potentially, should the Bolts beat the Colts, first place in the AFC overall. That's right, the number one seed is very well at stake this Sunday. But looking beyond all of that as well, some takeaways for the long, and hey, maybe they'll even get their run game going as well. But one of the things I'm focused on Sunday is just sort of watching the Tennessee Titans and kind of doing a little advanced scouting, which I imagine the Patriots might be doing for the trade deadline. Because if you're a team that's 1-5, and you got that one win by accident against the Cardinals, you should be winless. One of the things the Titans are going to probably need to do is trade away a couple of pieces to stockpile draft picks, because the real rebuild is going to begin next year with yet another head coach. You've got guys in the secondary like Legarius Sneed, Amani Hooker, Quandre Diggs, guys on the line like Jeffrey Simmons.
No.
You could have Calvin Ridley. You could even have Tajay Spears or Tony Pollard. A lot of people that teams like the Patriots that are contenders may want to pick up for rental.
Not happening. Not happening.
You shut that down quick. There's nobody?
Anybody on the Tennessee Titans? You think the
Tony Pollard.
You think the Tennessee Titans are going to trade with Mike Vrabel? They can't stand the guy. Yeah, let's do deals with Mike Vrabel, the guy that we're not going to honor, we're not going to acknowledge, we're not even going to look at on the football field in warm-ups tomorrow.
Maybe Mike Borgonzi, who is actually an Everett kid, maybe he can convince Amy Strunk Adams that...
Yeah, good luck.
Or Adam Strunk, whichever comes first.
Adams Strunk, yes.
Convince her that it's in the best interest of the football team if we can get a fifth-round pick for Tony Pollard.
Yeah. You know where she's located, by the way, Ted?
Where's that?
Houston,
Texas. H-Town. Oh, she's...
She is literally an absentee... Oh, no, Borgonzi, obviously...
She's like her dad, Bud Adams, was that way.
Correct, so... Obviously, Borgonzi knows the Patriots well. Used to know the Chiefs as well, and they're going to be in complete desperation. I mean, that when Cam Ward steps up to the mic and says, "If we're keeping it a buck, we ass." The only way you stop being ass is by drafting better players, and that team is bereft of talent.
Can I just get off the subject real quick, but just talk about the Adams, like Bud Adams,
who's the Adams original, family,
Adams family, yeah, Bud Adams, the original owner. They moved their team to Nashville, and it just broke the hearts of everyone in Houston, right?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
And they don't never acknowledge any of the past players that played for the Oilers because they're now the Tennessee Titans, even though that's the team originated in Houston.
Yeah.
So they never celebrate any of the past Oilers teams, but yet they wear their throwbacks
because those are sweet.
Because they're the best throwbacks ever.
Oh, maybe in the NFL. Wait, they don't give like Ernest Givens or
Warren Moon.
Campbell, Warren Moon.
Nope.
One of the best arms of all time.
They don't have any of them to Nashville to celebrate their history. But they'll use the throwbacks and then you got the daughter of the owner of the team currently living in Houston. Boy, if I was living there, I'd get some toilet paper.
Easy.
You know? Yeah. Just throw it all over a couple trees. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do the eggs.
DoorDash her a turd salad.
Good Lord, there you go.
So do the Texans claim those guys at all? Do the Texans bring those guys?
That's a great question, Andy.
The only one that keeps that spirit alive is John McClain. The Texans, no, because it's a different
team. I know, but it's like, so you have these guys that are in this weird limbo without a home.
For those guys. There's some great players from those.
I mean, these are some legendary NFL players.
No doubt, man. No doubt. We got sidetracked there, but
I know it's your guy. There's a little personal there because it's Earl Campbell.
That's my favorite team, yeah.
And it's your favorite guy, right? Earl Campbell?
Earl's the first number I ever wore, 34.
Yeah. Earl Campbell
should be. That's a valid digression, though, Tim. I love him.
I love
But this, Spitzy, is actually a common, I've heard a bunch of people talking about this. It started last week because everybody was looking at Olave and Kamara and some of the guys on the Saints. And I've heard people talking this week, primarily Tony Pollard, but others. Somebody threw out Lockett's name. There was a couple others like and I don't know that you need him anymore. Like I probably would have gone down that road previously. Now I feel like the receiver position, you've kind of settled in on who your top guys are. You still have a little depth behind that. And
Calvin Ridley, no thanks.
Calvin Ridley, who's not going to play this week, which is good for you.
He's only had 16 catches.
Yeah,
on 35 targets. Do the math. Not a good ratio there. But he was averaging 18.1 per catch. So he had 7 plays over 20 or more yards. So he was their deep threat guy.
I don't mean to defend Calvin Ridley, but basically any time that Cam Ward throws the ball, it's a 50-50 shot. He's literally completing 50-something percent of his passes. Yeah. The rest of the league is suddenly
55%,
like high 60s, 70-something percent completion percentage. He has a 60-something passer rating.
Yeah,
like that's a bad offense and a bad young quarterback.
Very much so.
Needs a little bit of help. But Ted Johnson
and Fitzy, real quick, stop saying that they're gonna could be the number one seed in the AFC. I don't want them to be the number one seed this early. If they can help,
that's just like, I'm not trying to jinx them. Like no,
I know. It's just I think that it suits them better to be the hunter than the hunted.
Is this going
to
be like some Joe Mazzulla thing? You want the bullet on their back, not on their front or something? Like you don't think they can run?
Ted, I think the Bolts are going to beat the Colts on Sunday, and you're going to find yourself in possession now. That's a long stretch run. Like you're like finish. It's the 4x400. You're finishing lap 2, and all of a sudden you're in first place by like 10 furlongs.
Yeah, because you came out so damn fast, you can have anything at the end. That's what just make sure we got a little something at the end.
Your boy Vrabes can pace his team. I trust him to, get them to not drink the Kool-Aid or not feel the smoke up their bum bum or whatever other Texas phrase you want to throw at them.
That stuff gets me excited.
So, Ted Johnson, are you ready for your three-point stance?
I think so.
That's not overly
confident. I'm going to do the best I can. We'll see. But, yeah, let's do it.
I don't care for any of those, but put him on the clock. His 2 minutes starts now.
All right, so this Jaylen Brown thing, I don't know. It's got me a little bit worried. You know, him pulling up lame a little bit in this last preseason game against the Toronto Raptors with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. He grabs his left hamstring. And now Joe Mazzulla was asked about, you know, how he was doing, is he going to be ready for the season opener? And he's like, yeah, he's going to be fine. But that's basically all he gave us. No definitive answer there. But I'm worried about it. I really am worried about it. And I wonder, you know, this camp, you know, this new camp that Joe Mazzulla was running, you know, it's been known that a lot of people out there have been talking about how fast paced this training camp has been. They've been running a heck of a lot more than they ever have in the past. And this was a quote from Jaylen Brown. I don't know exactly where this came from, but I know this came out of Jaylen Brown's mouth. He says, quote, man, Mazzulla is out of his mind. I don't even play for a basketball team. I play for a track team. We just been running. I'm not complaining. Joe took it to a whole nother level. Training camp has been crazy, end quote. And I hear that and I'm like, okay, man, I hope you know what you're doing, Joe. It just feels like the tactics and the way his strategies and methodologies have changed this year after losing all this talent. So I'm worried about it. And then you look at the playing time for Derek White and Peyton Pritchard in that preseason game. Derek White played 35 minutes. And he saw Jaylen Brown go out with a hamstring. You cannot afford to lose Derek White. Why were you keeping him in there for 35 minutes in a meaningless game? Joe, I hope you know what you're doing, bud.
Planet spinning opposite direction, whatever.
Yeah.
Are you?
So that's all. I'm worried.
Tying together a sore hammy from Jaylen Brown to too much running in training camp in preseason.
I'm using that as a potential reason for why maybe Jaylen Brown pulled up lame. Yes.
Interesting.
It's either that's what we do. We assign blame. So it's either Jaylen Brown wasn't ready to go, or Mazzulla has been working them too hard, and he was, you know, hurt himself in the meaningless preseason game.
Well, if you put it as an either or, then I'll blame Mazzulla. I'm certainly not going to blame my boy JB.
Well, right,
so he wasn't ready. Nobody works harder. You ever seen his workouts underwater?
The pool, the best.
Underwater with weights and all those things.
Basketball's not played underwater though, bro. You know,
it's a fair point.
But no, I love aquatic training. I think it's awesome.
Underwater, you've done that?
Well, I just came from the pool just now.
No. But I mean the underwater part, not swimming.
Yeah, no, like
with weights down at the deep end of the pool.
I have things that they're not weights, but they're like, you know, they restrict the water. You know,
no, but my problem is I can't hold my breath that long. I don't know how he does that. Like, I would freak the F out if I went down with dumbbells to the deep end of the pool.
You can get a workout in the pool without putting your head under the water.
No, I know, but he goes under. That's what he does. That's what makes it weird.
I would I'm certified in deep water scuba diving, so I could probably do it. Just give me like an oxygen mask and an oxygen regulator, and I'd be fine.
Maybe Avatar's his favorite movie.
It is his favorite movie.
If it was, then he would become my favorite player.
While we're on Ted Johnson's pool workouts, can you do the thing where you jump out the shallow end of the pool? Not even at your best?
No way.
That's one of the most impressive things you could possibly do.
It is one of the most insane. You know, probably guys like that have like an insane broad jump.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Explosive,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so, but to jump from the water, even if you're like halfway where the water's up to your waist and you're able to jump out onto the side is insane to me.
Yeah, I don't have that. I actually watched my son kind of do it on our boat the other day, and I was contemplating trying it, and then I'm thinking, I'll be in the hospital.
Like, yeah,
literally, I will need an ambulance. Yeah. What am I? I'm almost 50 years old. This is the dumbest thought I've had in my – go grab another Miller Lite and stay on the sand.
Those are guys that have like 38, 40-inch vertes.
Yeah. But getting back to the training camp – Jaylen Brown has been over the top with how hard this camp has been. I agree with you on that. And if he's fatigued and maybe that led to the hamstring or something there, you can ill afford to start the year. This reminds me a little bit. Remember we talked about Andy Reid told the Chiefs receivers, make sure your hamstrings are stretched out because, he was sick that last year. They were the dink and dunk offense, and he wanted to go down the field and blah, blah, blah.
And look what's happening now. With Rashee Rice coming back, they're about to stretch that field.
And that's where I think this could be good or bad. There's two ways we can take this storyline. JB has a bad hammy, and he limps through the first month of the season because you went too hard in training camp. Or Ted will like this. They're running and gunning up and down the court early in the first month, and you're like, see, they had a fun training camp. They got ready to run because I forgot the number. Scal had the number the other day. But their possessions per something hundred and whatever, they're pushing the basketball.
Yeah.
Their possessions are way up, and they're getting up and down the court.
They're playing the Pacers style.
Yes. And
OKC style.
You want that. You've asked for that, right?
I have.
So didn't Joe have to get them ready for that? Isn't there some running to get ready for that?
Yeah, but there's a fine line, and a good coach would know where that line is. You don't cross it.
I mean, he's got a ring. So, you claiming he's not a good coach?
Yeah, with Jason Tatum. Much like
you say that about a lot of, I feel like that's your argument. Bill with Tom Brady.
I mean, you know, am I wrong? Replacements for JB if he's not ready to start the season: Hugo Gonzalez, Jordan Walsh, or Baylor Shireman. Any of those blow your skirt up?
My guy Shireman.
Oh, how's he been doing this preseason?
Hitting bombs?
Not really.
If I had to pick one of those, I'd go with Gonzo.
The highlight reels I watch, he's hitting
bombs. Okay, well, those the highlight reels.
We need another Gonzo in town, so I'll go with. Yeah. And I think I'm still learning this. Some people say Hugo, and some people say Ugo. They like don't pronounce the H. And if you remember, that's how the commissioner actually announced it on the podium. Maybe when we talk to Scal at some point, I need to get to the.
Is it Ugo? I think it's the proper Spanish pronunciation of Ugo.
Ugo. He would be the guy I'd take, but no, I don't want to see him just yet. Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls here, mostly because somebody wants to defend me. So let's go to Ralph in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
I absolutely want to defend you because, you know, the funny thing is that, I mean, you can't come out and give your opinion. I don't like this performance. It's not my type of thing. Now, I went through a very similar thing. I have two black brother-in-laws. My wife's not white. They were all going to a Chris Brown concert. And Chris, I like his music. And I said to them, said to all of them, even some of my friends, I said, look, his music is good, but this guy's been charged with a domestic problem, domestic assault in three different countries. I'm not supporting that. I am just, so someone made the same comment to me. You know, homophobia and racism are the two of the worst traits you can have. And no one believes that more than me. But if you say something that you feel and someone comes out and says that you're a racist or accuse you of racist comments, you know, basically, those are the ones that are holding on to racism because mm-hmm. there's certain people in this country we know that don't want that to go away from a political standpoint. We know that.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Yeah. We don't need to go too far down that road.
That's the world. And
appreciate you having my back.
Your hosts have always that's a you criticize, you know, any athlete of a certain race, then you must be a racist because you don't like that athlete.
Yep.
I don't want to get into all that nonsense, but I did have someone reach out to me regarding some of Bad Bunny's past antics, beliefs, etc. And suffice to say, none too pleased that he's the halftime act, and not because of the fact that he can't understand the lyrics to the music or any of that other sort of baseline level stuff that people were chirping at you about.
By the way, radio hosts in Boston can right off.
Hey, come on.
No, there's a lot to that Bad Bunny thing. But I think as simple as I always thought they wanted an act that everybody would just kind of like, right? Like that.
Oh, and that's George Strait.
That was just my preferred choice. And it just happens to be the choice of change.org's petition out there. But this is you have to admit, Stiz, since you're going to be the defender of a certain side here, this was a polarizing choice. This was an interesting choice at this time.
Sure. It was a polarizing, but you also have to acknowledge he is one of the most popular artists in the world. He's one of the most streamed artists in the world.
Okay.
And like I said yesterday, I do think that the show will be entertaining, even though I won't understand it.
I mean, there is something to that. He appeals maybe to an international audience. And the NFL is trying to appeal to international audiences. And so I could see that being the number one reason why they have him on.
Probably is the reason. I mean, we wake up every Sunday and watch a game that's not played in the U.S. That's what they're trying to do. There's Friday night games in Brazil or wherever. Like, that's what they're trying to do.
And also, who's behind making the decisions on the halftime show?
Jay-Z. Yes. So, it was just an interesting
when did that happen?
A few years ago. Yeah,
a few years ago.
He's like their consultant or whatever for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Stiz, can you just clip yourself saying, you want George Strait? I think that would be a good clip. Just clip that, would you, bub?
All right, coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, nice job on the three-point stances, boys. Our buddy Mike Giardi is going to join us. We're going to have a conversation with him about, I don't know, maybe the MVP status of Drake May. Whether there's a chance that there could be an upset this week in Tennessee and much more. That's Mike Giardi up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, not Dan Ball, but Nick Fitzy Stevens has what's trending.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Yes, your New England Patriots are going to be on their way very soon to Nashville, Tennessee. Mike Vrabel's former house to take on the Titans and interim head coach Mike McCoy, who was but 5 days into his stint as HC of the TT. Game is set for 1 o'clock this Sunday on CBS. Pats are a 7-point favorite, which marks the first time the Pats are road favorites of 7 points or higher since the infamous Antonio Brown game of 2019 in Miami. In that game, the Patriots were 19-point favorites. Mike Vrabel said earlier today to the assembled media at Gillette Stadium, four players are listed as questionable, including cornerback Charles Woods, safety Jalen Hawkins, defensive end Harold Landry, and wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Also for Tennessee, Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, has been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Week 7 in the NFL got off to an awesome start last night with Cincy's thrilling 33-31 win at home versus the Steelers. Joe Flacco, in just his second start for the Bengals after being traded from Cleveland 10 days ago, went 31 for 47 for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns. Andy Hart's least favorite person, Aaron Rodgers, joined the over 40 quarterback fund, throwing for 249 yards, 4 TDs, and 2 costly picks. Last night in Vegas, baby, the Bruins obviously tried to bond this week, but they couldn't bond tightly enough to beat the Golden Knights. The first game of a 3-tilt West Coast swing fell to Vegas, 6-5. Jeremy Swayman brought a 6-pack to the party, the wrong kind of 6-pack, as he allowed 6 goals on the evening. Zadorov, Janot, Kastelich, Pasternak, and Asimont all scored for the Bees. Up next on the trip, a mammoth game. That's right, it's Boston versus Utah, Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. And in baseball, behind his best start in ages, a fiery Max Scherzer led the Blue Jays to an 8-2 win over the Mariners last night in Toronto. Vladdy Jr. had another ding-dong for the Jays. That series is knotted at 2. Game 5 tonight, just after 6 p.m. Kevin Gausman on the hill for Toronto, opposite Seattle's Bryce Miller. And it looks like the Dodgers are seeking a 4-game sweep and a trip back to the Fall Classic. Game 4 tonight. After eight, at Chavez Ravine. TBD will take the hill for Milwaukee, opposite, of course, the great Shohei Ohtani. Trending This Hour is brought to you by Jackson Lumber, contractors, builders, and homeowners. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. This is your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com. Don't go anywhere. The original Bad Bunny of Patriots news and interviews, Mike Giardi, joins the show next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fitzy, I think this may actually be the new halftime performer at the Super Bowl.
God.
I believe it was Gerardo.
Gerardo, that's right. Oh, my God. Was this like Stiz, is this like 1987 or 89?
No, later than that, because I loved this. I would say 90s. 93, somewhere in there. Early 90s, because I loved this song. I had this cassette tape. I had Gerardo's cassette tape.
Gerard, that's right.
So don't tell me I'm a racist against Bad Bunny.
It's the actual year it came out was 1990.
Okay, so 1990, early 90s, and I had the tape, pre-CD. I love this song.
Sick brag. That's a sick brag.
You know who's like, hey, how long am I going to wait on hold? Let's go to the guest line now for our guy Mike Giardi. But before we get to Mike Giardi, we need to get to the best intro in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. I heard Christian Arcan last night talking about Choose Your Own Adventure books, and I loved those. So let's go Choose Your Own Adventure interview. Do you want a question about Bad Bunny, Drake May, or Mike Vrabel?
Drake May.
Is Drake May a legitimate MVP candidate, and do you believe he will still be in the conversation come the end of the season?
So I forget who did the research on this, but I remember listening to a podcast recently where they were like, you don't get the MVP in the last, whatever, 10 years or so, unless you're a first or second seed and you're talking about 12 or 13 wins, like bare minimum. So if you can tell me that the Patriots are going to get to 12-5, 13-4, win the division and end up with a 1 or 2 seed, and then he would be playing the way he is right now. So then, yes, he would be. I don't know that that's necessarily how it's going to play out. And that, you know, feels like 10 or 11 wins is going to be enough the way the league has done this thing the last, whatever, decade.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do with Mike? I'm going to give him a little challenge here. We did power rankings of all the different Pats phases, run defense, pass offense, special teams. There's 6 categories. I'll just, in coaching. So just give me the top 3. How would you power rank? Like, what are the top phases? Is it coaching? Is it run defense? Is it passing offense, special teams? How would you rank, like, the phases of the Pats so far this season, Mike?
I would say passing offense has been elite. I would say coaching, especially in the last few weeks, it feels like they've really stabilized, especially, defense hasn't been great, but stabilized that area.
Yep.
Run defense would be 3 for me, I think, because having a lot of running back over 50 yards this season, a single running back. So I think that's been massive, especially the way I looked at that, Ted, where, you know, Barmore dropped 15, 20 pounds. Milt Williams is probably not 300 pounds. He was like, they're going to be a little light on the interior, but they've actually held up. So those would be my top 3.
It's weird. Like, the run defense I thought was going to be a weakness, and the passing offense I didn't think would be as good with the receivers they had. So it's kind of flipped upside down, it feels, a little bit this year, Mike.
I don't think there's any question. And then meanwhile, right, run offense would be dead last.
Yeah.
And I would have told you I would have bet some money on the fact that they would have a good running offense from week 1, and that hasn't happened at all.
Well, maybe Sunday will be a good chance to get the running offense on track, but I think we've said that so many Sundays in a row that now we're starting to sound like we have a bad habit, Mike. Regarding intel on the Titans, I know on your podcast this week you had a chance to talk to Buck Reising who covers the Titans for A to Z Sports, and he had that fun little bite. You know, everyone calls Vrabel a jerk, but from being down there. But what else did you glean from the Titans situation? Because all I can tell and all I can hear so far is that it's just beyond the mess that everyone thinks it is down there.
Yeah, rudderless. You know, the owner, when she fired Mike, she spoke to the team broadcaster for 4 minutes and 56 seconds. And that was the only media she did on the firing of the coach. She left Rand Carthon to handle that business. And now here she trots out Chad Brinker, who's like team president and the GM, to do their thing. And again, Brinker was basically representing her. No one really knows who's in charge there, but there are a lot of people that have say in what happens. But at the end, as they call her, Miss Amy jumps in all, you know, like just out of the blue, guns a-blazing, and just fires people. I don't think anyone in the building thought that Brian Callahan was getting fired this week. And certainly after he made it past Monday, no one thought he was going to get fired that week. And then, boom, she decides on Tuesday he's out. They had to scramble. You know, people weren't even sure, like, if they had a plan in place. It was just like, no, you're going to fire Brian Callahan. And then, you're going to have to figure out who's next.
You think maybe a likely candidate would have been his dad, right? It was the offensive line coach.
Bill? Yeah.
Bill Callahan. But he went with his son. So
loyalty.
Yeah.
Blood
is
thicker than paychecks.
Mike, I actually heard a little story earlier today that there was serious doubt about Brian Callahan's overall football knowledge. That earlier this year, there was a pass to the rookie tight end out of Texas, who I like, Gunnar Helm. And he got his elbow in. He didn't get 2 feet in. It was ruled out of bounds, and Callahan didn't challenge it afterwards. And, you know, he didn't know the rule that one elbow equals 2 feet in the NFL.
He doubled down on it in the press conference afterwards, basically kind of accusing the media of being stupid. And turns out that him and his version of John Stryker, whoever that is in Tennessee, that guy didn't know the rule either. Ugh. So if you're going to hire someone to be your eyes up above and to have, you know, listen, like, that, you've got to have an incredible knowledge of the rule book, because, as you know, there's many different versions of different things. Like, that's what that guy's supposed to do, and that guy didn't have it, and Brian didn't have it, and together they look like idiots, and now together, you know, they're going to be paid to go away, but they've gone away.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Mike, a couple questions about the injury report. Stephon Diggs, questionable. Is that something I should be concerned about? And Harold Landry?
I don't think so. I mean, we talked to Diggs this week, pretty animated. You know, he went out to practice each day. I think this is more about, I'm not saying there's not an injury there, but it just feels like more about, he's a veteran. He knows how to get ready for a game. So we'll manage this thing 100%. Landry's was a little bit more concerning because you saw the play in the Saints where, you know, they're listing it as an ankle, but it looked like it would be both ankle and knee the way he got hit by friendly fire there. So, you know, I think it would take a lot for him not to play against his old team, who told a lot of people, myself included, that he had no juice left and that it was diminishing returns on the contract, which is why they let him go. And, you know, he slowed down a little bit after his fast start, but he's still been value add for the Patriots.
Okay, Michael, got to ask a question we asked TC earlier in the week, and that is, can this offense sustain the high level play without a running game? You know, you got Drake May that's just kind of feels like he's lifting everyone up around him, but the running game is the worst in the NFL, and you just wonder, can they keep this thing going? Do you feel like this offense can still, you know, score points and move the ball even though the running game is non-existent?
Well, Ted, they're going to get some good tests, at least if you look at defenses on paper. Atlanta's is really good. We know Tampa's a good team. Maybe their defense isn't, the secondary is not great, but like a good defensive line they can get after a little bit. So they're gonna face some challenges in that regard. And I just think, for as good as it's been, and I'm not saying you can't maintain a level of 20 plus points per game. They're hovering around 25 now, but it feels to me like you just need a little bit. Like, it doesn't even have to be a lot at this point. Like, I'd sell for the 22nd or 23rd best rushing attack in football. They're dead last. And, you know, as it's been pointed out here over the last couple of weeks, it's not one thing. It's one play, it's the running back. One play, it's the left guard. One play, it's the center doesn't get to the second level. One play, it's the right guard doesn't get to the one play, it's the left tackle blows a block. Like, it's Stephon Diggs had two run stuffs in the last game for bad blocks. The tight ends aren't great blockers. So it's like, I don't know if they necessarily have the personnel to be good at it now that we've seen it for 6 weeks, but I still don't feel like it should be that bad. So, you know, the more they practice it, maybe the more coordinated it becomes and maybe the little bit more effective it can be. And I think that would be a huge boost for the group in general, just to kind of take a little bit off. Not that he hasn't been able to handle it, but just take a little off the quarterback.
We've been told that the Patriots are not serious contenders or suitors for a number of players who could go at the trade deadline, which is coming up in 2.5 weeks. So
Mike, do you have your eyes on any players Sunday as you watch Week 7 in the NFL, just in case the Patriots do decide to, futz around, find out themselves that they're going to be first seed overall in the AFC and maybe make a trade within the next 2 weeks?
I'll tell you what, the way you started with futz there, I thought I was coming out dirty. I didn't know what was going to happen there.
One of my favorite words.
Breece Hall is one that I definitely, and you got to wonder whether the Jets would trade him in the division or whether or not they would ask for maybe a higher price than they would accept for someone else. But he's back to being good again. So he would be someone that if you felt like, clearly they need another back, guys, whether that's a really good back or just a serviceable NFL back, they need someone because they're kind of in a position of weakness now where both of your guys are underperforming. They didn't trust Terrell Jennings last week to get any, carries. So it's like, what happens if something goes with Henderson or Stevenson? Then you're really in trouble. So you don't want to be in that position. So it's almost like strike sooner rather than later to kind of avoid that. So I'd look at him. I'd look at someone like Jerome Ford in Cleveland. Again, not a world beater. Although he was pretty good a couple of years ago. But, they pretty much turned it over to the two rookie backs, Sampson and Quinshon Judkins. So, you could probably pry him for a day three pick, fifth, sixth round type thing. That makes a lot of sense to give yourself an accomplished professional NFL back that could at least give you some security at that position. If not, maybe unseat one of the guys in front of him.
Mike, according to an email I got this morning, in terms of spread, the Patriots are the smart bet in terms of both money and tickets placed. Is there any chance those are bad bets? Is that how this plays out, that the Patriots just go down there and cover in Tennessee?
You always wonder about the interim coach and if you get that dead cat bounce, from that. And I don't think that Tennessee has been, let's put it this way. Generally, it's been awful, but there have been some moments that they've splashed in there. I think their defense is pretty well accomplished in some positions. Jeffrey Simmons is you saw what he did last year. He absolutely ruined the game for the Patriots and probably ruined Layden Robinson's career in the process. So, there are some things that you have to be careful at, but the place is going to be relatively dead. Buck was saying they didn't even have anybody for basically the home opener, and that was Cam Ward's debut. That's how their fans feel about this. So, bring your own energy in this game, but in the end, you should be able to take care of a team. Mike McCoy hasn't coached in the freaking league. He was gone for 5-6 years before he took the senior assistant job. I don't know. It just feels like if you bring any kind of effort in this game, you should cover.
All right, Mike, appreciate you joining us, and congratulations on recording the best podcast you've ever had this morning.
Oh, way to go, bud.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. Good luck with the downloads, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Phone cut out. Wow. He was going to have a snarky retort, and his phone cut out.
Were you
That's
a guest
a real
on
shit.
His sub?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was wondering.
That was the second Giardi Hart combo of the day. Real quick, Fitzy, I feel like you'd love this information if true. 352. Did you know Gerardo was in Can't Buy Me Love as the Spanish jock? I feel like that's film trivia type information.
You're kidding.
Well, I don't know if it's
with
the text line says
Ronald. Oh, my. That's where the original Flaming Poop on the Porch came from. That movie's an 80s goat.
Okay. Well, that was Gerardo. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to get back to Mike Giardi's thoughts on Drake May and his candidacy for MVP. Mm-hmm. He took it a little deeper. We had sort of a superficial discussion, I feel like, earlier in the week. He brought some information.
That's what Mikey G does.
Mike G brings it. We talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day 1 for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fitzy, if the Chargers beat the Colts and the Patriots beat the Titans, what is the situation in the AFC?
The one seed.
Don't.
So the Patriots would be the
Stop
one seed.
Stop saying that, man.
Therefore.
Embrace your fate, Ted. Be excited.
No, I'm not. Not excited.
Then you could have Drake May as your MVP, because that was Mike Giardi just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. Mm. Go back and listen to the entire interview on the Odyssey app if you need to, want to, and love to. Mm-hmm. We hadn't really brought that into account. Like, our whole discussion, we've been asking Hoyer, we've been asking Schefter, the whole thing.
It's kind of obvious.
But are they obviously on track? I feel like Drake May is more on a track to be an MVP candidate with his play and his statistics than I feel good about the Patriots being on track to win 13 games
then,
and be the one
then
seed.
You can't, it's got to be both. You can't have, so let's just real quick, let's look at the last three winners. Josh Allen won it last year.
Yeah.
They were 13-4.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were the one or the two seed, but they were one or two. Sure. Don't know. But then the year before, you had Lamar Jackson won it. And for the Ravens, they were 13-4 that year.
Okay. What else you got before that?
Keep going. You got Patrick Mahomes. They were 14-3 in 2022, the year he won it. So you're going to have to win 13 games. You're going to have to be the one or two seed, like Jerry's saying. There's a lot of truth to that.
Oh, wow. Imagine that if they take possession of first seed in the AFC Sunday and then hold on to it, pole position the whole way, Teddy. Come on.
And win 13 games.
That's right. It's on the table.
How far we will have come if this ends up a 13 win. I'll root for it, because you know what that is? That's one hell of a ride. That is one hell of a fun season. If Drake May is in the MVP conversation and they're a 13-win team and near the top of the league in terms of the number one seed.
And I'll be mad that I started at 10 wins for this team down to 8. Before
Shame on us.
Started. Yeah,
I'll take you know what, Ted? I'll run 2 laps, one for each of us.
Okay. I take great pride. I think I influenced you downward.
You did.
Not going to lie to
you.
No,
you.
I think I bullied you into that.
Well, just you're just negative all the time. It's just the negativity just weighs on you.
Right? Like, it's isn't it like a weighted vest when you're like doing a hike uphill,
dude?
I work out with stronger
weighted vests all the time. It's
and
like
you know
I'm
what that
carrying
makes you?
Andy
better,
yeah,
stronger. You're better in the
more
end.
Resilient.
I make you better in the end. I take that as a compliment.
But
yes,
none of us had them over 10, right? I don't believe so.
Brian Hoyer 8-11.
Well, yeah.
Well, six which to end 12. Of his spectrum? He had them both over and under 10. Imagine if he went to the casino. It's 8.5. Yeah, I'd like to bet 8-11. So are you betting the over or are you betting the under? No, I said 8-11. Can you imagine that? Like, they would kick him out. They would call security
would.
And kick his. They think he's on something
would.
Or drunk.
But that's exactly right. So for him to win it, the team has to be far exceed our expectations. And you know, it's something I was reading an article where.
the last year, the Washington Commanders, they won 12 games, right? Mm-hmm. With mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels as the – but they had the second to softest schedule of any team last year. Like, it's –
There's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance is what I'm saying. With the Patriots, with the, I think, the softest schedule remaining or the second to the softest. So, yeah, there's a chance they could get that 12-13. I doubt 14, but, 12-13.
Former UNC quarterback Drake May could be an MVP, and UNC is in the news yet again. Do they play tonight? Yes, 10:30, your TV at Cal. I might have to keep myself up and watch at least the beginning
of
that game.
If I had to get up early, I'd watch it.
But Bill Belichick, UNC, Jordan, Mike Lombardi, they are all, Matt Patricia, they are all back in the news because our guy, Pablo Torre, has another podcast.
Relentless.
He's got some audio. He's got some interesting quotes and nuggets. 12 sources. We talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.